Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Haiku Hump Day Wednesday. Detroit, Dallas, Thursday night eve as your Dallas Cowboys. This time tomorrow, we will be locked in to this Thursday night game as we're looking for this Dallas Cowboy win streak to hit number 4. And then more importantly, we are looking for your Dallas Cowboys to end, as Blake and I found out last night, a rather impressive streak that I don't know that's been talked about near enough. I haven't heard anybody else talk about it. Shout out to our guy Mark Ryan, who joined us last night from 97 The Ticket over there in Detroit. The Detroit Lions have gone 56 games in a row without losing two straight. So you've got an impressive record on the line, which goes to show just how good this Detroit Lion team has been over the last 3 years with Dan Campbell at the helm. But as we all know, they have been scuffling this year. Let's get down into that and lots more on this Haiku Hump Day edition of the program. 3 hours, blink and you miss it radio, ladies and gentlemen. I am Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right, Sam Rothstein of 105.3 The Fan, the one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott, who, despite being one of the nicer guys here at 105 through the Fan, as soon as he gets on that sleeper app, a different personality comes out, a different, like, no, we're going to do this, we're doing that, nope, here, and then just rips the phone out of my hand. Because, look, I'll be the first to admit I'm not the most, you know, versed in
technology,
betting. Or technology. Phones. I mean, I know enough to be dangerous, okay? I know how to answer my phone, and I know how to send text messages. And I know how to Snapchat, even though my kid said to me yesterday, the three of us are in a group snap, and my kids were making fun of each other for being half swipers.
Yes.
Whatever that means.
It means, I used to know this when I did have Snapchat. I think I still do. I haven't checked in a long time. But if you send a message on Snapchat, you get a notification or you get an emblem to see that someone has opened, like, right, a red receipt, if you will.
Yes, yes.
So pretty much it's, you know, in your text message, you can just look at the text message without clicking it and see the message.
Yeah.
That's what half swiping does. So you scroll over, but you hold your finger so you can see the message, but it doesn't give the notification that you open the snap.
Okay.
It's a very, like, you're 15 years old, 16 years old kind of thing. When you get older, you're like, you don't care.
I had no idea those two were going at each other, making fun of each other last night for saying that they're the half swipe kings or whatever that means. So anyway, I didn't want to look like the old head in the group. I mean, obviously I am. I'm their dad.
I'll say this: you're too old to have Snapchat, but if you're using it just to communicate with your children, that's valid.
That's it. I look. I've had plenty of women ask me, "Why are you on Snapchat?" It's my kids. All right,
that's valid. That's the one reason I have it. That's fair.
I had to capitulate. Because neither one of my children would text. So they were like, look, if you want to talk to us, talk to us on Snapchat. So, you know, I mean, sometimes as a parent, you got to compromise, and I wasn't going to change their behavioral patterns. So now, when it comes to money and Apple Pay, oh, yeah, they got no problem texting me when it comes to Apple Pay.
Now, I got two questions for you. From the 214, I stumbled across the 105 through the Fan TikTok. Why does everyone that works there look the exact same? What do you think about that comment?
Talking about producers, or
I mean, I don't know.
Everyone
that works here.
And me and Kevin got that my like second day trading. We were on Twitch and somebody was like, "Oh, these guys look like the same person." It's like, yeah.
I could see that. I mean, you and Kevin do look similar.
The age, is it the white?
I think it is. I think it's the whole kit and caboodle. Yeah. I mean, you know, kind of the same youthful vibes about both of you. I mean, look, last I checked, I'm the only one here that's got a goatee. Okay, so let's get that out of the way.
Mine's coming in. Okay,
I got a goatee. You know who else has a goatee? Patrick Mahomes.
Now, see, I don't know. Are we calling that a goat, or is it just a
definitely not a goat? If he's, I don't think he should play this week.
Oh no, take a week off.
I call me crazy. All your O linemen are out.
You got three out.
Three O linemen out. Mm-hmm. You care about Patrick Mahomes' future, going against maybe the best defensive line.
In the NFL,
do you want the risk of Mahomes getting hurt in a game that doesn't matter, or would you rather have Gardner Minshew in there? I think they should bench him.
You know, I saw a thing today where the Oxford Dictionary said its 2025 word of the year was rage bait.
Okay,
that checks out. Yeah,
don't you think Mahomes should play this week? You don't think that's a good idea,
Blake?
Who are they playing in?
Broncos.
The Texans.
Yeah, they're Texans. That's a good. Texans are one of the best. That's what I meant to say. I said the Broncos. I meant to say the Texans. Both will be fierce for your boy. And I'm looking out for them. All the old linemen are out.
That's Blake Elliott. We've also got our boy Degenerate Jake in the glass today. Masterful job.
You don't believe in Minshew mania?
Of producing the Cowboy Crosstalk.
You know, we had some bumps in the road, but we overcome as usual.
Absolutely. Shout out to, I'll tell you what, was that the most spirited addition that you've heard in quite some time from another Rocket Ismail on one.
I would say that's the most spirited I've heard in a long time since the week before.
Wow. Well,
whoever was on the week before, he killed it.
What a job.
Just do, and I had to dump him.
What, last week you did?
Yeah.
No, I didn't work it last week.
You were here last week. No, yeah, you did.
Last week. Yeah.
You did work here. We had to dump old boy saying the S word.
Oh, that's right. Our boy, what, Antoine Woods?
Yeah, he dropped it. Yeah. Bobby's like, drop that.
No, I remember that. I think he means, this is from the 214, I think he means most people at the fan look like unathletic white guys.
Okay.
All right. I think we all. Athletic's a little far.
I think, I was going to say white, but I think all three of us fit that category.
Unathletic?
Unathletic white guys?
No. I mean, I fancy myself as an
athlete
white
through
guy,
and through.
So let's get that straight.
Who do you think's blacker between you two?
Probably me.
I would say Jacob.
Probably me.
I mean, roots for the Bears, Kansas. Bro. Come on, in Chicago.
Only black people.
I didn't say, when did I say only? People. I didn't say only. I'm just, got a little more flavor to him.
Yeah.
Than old goatee undercover cop Davis over here.
That's right.
What's the best basketball movie of all time, Jacob? This will let me know.
I mean, I'm gonna go Space Jam. I have to go Space Jam.
Try again.
Starts
with a C. Second letter starts with a C.
You got this, Coach. Coach Carter.
Yeah. What a great. You heard that, Fred? What's the best basketball movie of all time?
Hoosiers.
It's a great pick.
I know it is. No, Hoosiers is legendary.
One of the first 5 minutes of Grown Ups. That's my favorite basketball movie.
That's also good. Grown Ups doesn't get enough love. Overhate it.
If we want to go back to college basketball, like throwback, Blue Chips. Blue Chips is legendary.
Clay just hit another three.
Okay, so that hit for me, so I'm good.
Mavericks are losing 26-24 right now to the Miami Heat. 28-26.
What'd you just say?
The Miami Heat.
You said the Mimi Heat.
I said the Miami Heat. You need to get your ears checked.
Did you?
He said Mimi. Have you guys ever been to Miami, either of you?
Oh! Good call by the 817. He got game.
He got game.
That's a great movie. That is a great movie. Definitely one of Denzel's.
Loving basketball's up there.
See, never seen it. Never seen it.
Black card going to Jacob.
Yeah. I mean,
let's go.
Lost me at love.
Okay, black card points lost from Jacob, wore Cooper DeJean jersey 2 weeks ago. Doesn't really get more Caucasian than that.
Okay, how about going dressed up in a white Cooper DeJean jersey that nobody else had?
That's pretty gangster of you.
That is gangster.
That's pretty gangster.
I could have dressed like a
little fish. We'll give him a half point back.
Does basketball count? And I'm guessing neither one of you have ever seen the movie Basketball.
I haven't. I can't comment on that.
Is that like baseball and basketball combined?
It's the creators of South Park.
Okay, so not valid.
Made a movie called Basketball.
No, not valid. Klay Thompson is your leading scorer for the Dallas Mavericks. He's got 6, already knocked down 2 threes. Brandon Williams got 5. Getting the start again tonight, undrafted Ryan Nimhard gets the start again. You did have Daniel Gafford, no P.J. Washington. The injury report for the Dallas Mavericks is all over the place. And Caleb Martin is still getting minutes for your Dallas Mavericks. As for the Dallas Cowboys, this is probably going to be, we never wish injury, but this is a news report that I think Cowboys fans won't be too mad about hearing. Already ruled out for the game, Kirby Joseph, their starting safety. Khalif Raymond as well, one of their receivers. Brock Wright and Shane Zylstra, their third string tight end. So that means tight end 1, 2, and 3 for the Lions is out, along with their starting safety. And then also Terrion Arnold went to the injury reserve, so he's out for the season. So they want to have one of their better corners. And then it gets better, Fred. I hate saying that about injuries, but you get what I mean. We hope the players are healthy. Brian Branch.
Next week, yeah.
Brian Branch, questionable. Both their tackles, questionable.
Now, they've said Penny Sewell's going to play. And from what I heard today on G-Bag, even though they're questionable, like, they expect them to play tomorrow.
You think Amon Ra's going to play?
Now, I think it was Rieger that was on with G-Bag today. And so, if memory serves, the two tackles, they say they expect to play. St. Brown, they don't expect
that's
to play.
That's big, bro.
That's huge. I mean, that's
at that point, you genuinely have one receiver target.
Well, now, apparently, they're talking about you could see Jahmyr Gibbs.
No, he will. I'm taking
more at wide receiver.
I'm taking his over on receiving yards.
Oh, no. Jahmyr Gibbs is about to go off tomorrow.
I mean, even if they lose.
Raise your hand if you've got him in your fantasy league.
I doubt.
Take a guess how many points he got me against the Giants.
I'm going to go,
what, 13. Last week or the week before? Yeah, it was like 55 or something crazy like that.
Yeah, but in my league, we set it up on accident with bonuses.
Oh.
Finished with 85 points.
Dear God.
He beat somebody's full team.
I remember talking to you about that game or about that league after the Carolina. Was it the Carolina or the Jets game? It might have been the Jets game. Maybe it was Carolina. Either way. Where you guys, it's like 8 of you guys, and everybody's got like just a stacked roster.
It's 6 of us, and yeah. No, I have a stacked roster. I'm 11-2. Those guys don't know ball, and it's a money league, so.
I cannot wait for 840 because it's going to be an explosive NBA segment because the news keeps coming out. If you've missed it, if you've been living under a rock, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Porzingis, Shams, and Windhorse apparently asked for a trade before the season. And if Giannis is on the block, you do not see all NBA players on the block unless you live in Dallas and it's Luka. So everyone is trying to get their hands on this. Apparently, and I had seen this report in the offseason, his preferred destination, that being Giannis, was the New York Knicks.
I was gonna say the Knicks.
But this came out today from two credible sources, one being Grant Afseth, my partner. The Spurs are expected to aggressively pursue Giannis to pair him with Victor Wembanyama. And if you think about it, they probably have the assets. Draft picks, De'Aaron Fox is probably.
Oh, he's on the
You got
move.
Young guys, you got Harper. Like, you got pieces you give up.
Do you think your boy Castle gets moved? I mean, if you're Miami, or excuse me, if you're Milwaukee, you're not doing it without him.
But I'm thinking, right? If you're. Castle's great.
Yeah,
but
I'm just saying.
But I still
yeah.
have Harper that I just got, and I get Giannis and Wimby. We'll be okay.
But here's the thing, though. One of those guys, I mean, here's the thing. Would you rather have.
You probably have to give up, in this proposed trade ahead, Stephon Castle, some picks, Keldon Johnson, and Devin Vassell. And if I'm the Spurs, I'm doing it. That's cool. Take them.
What if they want Harper and Castle?
That. I'm gonna go to Jacob. I'm gonna go to my banker. I'm gonna get a second opinion. They want They want both my young guys. Both my young.
I mean, why wouldn't you? If you're, because
I'm trying to give away De'Aaron Fox.
Exactly. And if you're Milwaukee, you're saying to yourself, no. You want Giannis, who's what, 30?
Yeah.
So you got yeah.
So we're talking. They want those two young guys in return. So
I'm suggesting, like, what if that's the deal? That if San Antonio is going to be aggressive.
They said aggressively pursuing.
Yeah.
Like, so they're probably throwing offers
at him. Right, which means, okay, they're ready to do it. From the 940, don't sleep on OKC for Giannis. Lord knows they've got
if
more
they
than
get that, I'm done watching basketball. I promise you I'll never watch another game if they get Giannis.
So our starting five would be Giannis, Wemby, De'Aaron, Harrison Barnes. Who's going to fill in at the two?
I mean, you could probably go pick up Chris Paul now that he's a free agent. I mean, he knows your system.
The Spurs are deep, bro. That's the thing. They can give up young players and still, I think, have a have a roster. That's why when these rumors come out right now, they're beating the Magic 107-99. And I bet none of y'all can even guess who their leading scorer is tonight.
I couldn't.
The Magic?
No, for the Spurs.
The Spurs.
They're up 8 on the Magic.
We're 13 in quarter?
It's 3 minutes left in the game.
Ooh.
It's De'Aaron Fox with 24. Vassell's got 15.
Harrison Barnes had 31 last night.
Harrison had 31. He's got 11 tonight. Julian.
Before we say that.
Go ahead.
Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo crumpled on the ground with a non-contact injury about 3 minutes into the first quarter of Wednesday night's game against the Detroit Pistons. He was ruled out for the rest of the game before the end of the first quarter with a right calf strain.
This just happened?
This just happened. This just happened.
By Achilles.
Whoa. And the calf strains have been getting everybody. You can't go a game. You can't get on Twitter without seeing a calf
strain. Somebody's getting hurt with a calf strain almost every week.
So,
honestly, if you're the Spurs, I'd probably do it even more aggressive. You know Giannis is durable and Giannis is a dog. If this even kind of takes out his trade value.
Yeah, that Achilles is popped.
Dude, come on. Come on. He's fine. It's Giannis. Them Greeks are built different. Giannis ain't going to be out.
Actually, he's Nigerian, but close enough.
But he hangs out in Greece.
He hangs out in Greece, so he's getting some of that.
You know, Athens guy.
Get some of them gyros. It's a little quick. Man.
What?
They just showed it here.
Non-contact?
Non-contact.
I'd still trade for him. What would you give up if you're the Mavs? I'm giving up damn near everything.
I mean, I'm... You're definitely giving up AD. you're giving up AD.
Clay and Brandon Williams.
I don't know if that's a nut. I mean, you're going to have to give up probably your 2027 first-round pick, too.
2026.
Or 2026.
That's a lot. That's a little rich. I'm giving you a top 15 player, a good three-point shooter, a good bench player, and a draft pick.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's call it what it is. They're all mid-third. I mean, they're all older than Giannis. Yeah. AD could get hurt on the plane right over there.
On the tarmac.
I mean, he could get hurt walking off the plane, for crying out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Now, if we throw in Ryan,
now he is walking off on his own. Giannis is, but Yeah, you Milwaukee fans are look like someone just ran over their dog. Like they are freaking out.
They gotta watch
and rightfully so.
They gotta watch Kyle Kuzma for the rest of the game.
There's only so much you can handle. So so that's the latest and greatest. So
it's been fun to watch.
Well, it's been fun. It's been fun talking about this Giannis trade. We'll keep a eye on what's going on there. But like I said, right now, what's the score in this Mavericks game?
In this Mavericks game, the Dallas Mavericks, do you think they're winning or losing?
Actually, I just saw they're losing 35-32.
37 now. 37-32.
And I sure need Andrew Wiggins to pick some things up as well. All right, we've got a loaded show tonight for you, ladies and gentlemen. It is a haiku hump day kind of show. We're a day away from your Dallas Cowboys getting back after it tomorrow. We're excited about that, and so should you. Plus, there's a lot of NFL news going on as well as we're getting to the nitty-gritty final 5 weeks of the NFL season. We will rewind our picks from this past week. Haikus, topics are as follows. The Cowboy-Detroit game tomorrow and parlays. We will tell you what our parlays are. Coming up at 8:40, we will do Fatties on the Phone at 10:20. You guys were tremendous last night. We expect more of the same again tonight. We may even delve into a little college football talk as well as more coaches are getting named across the entire college football landscape. So when we come back, we've got some audio to get to. A lot has been made about this Lion offense and defense, and more importantly about Dan Campbell. And it's been said that all George Pickens does is slants, and that if you shut down the slants, then you shut down George Pickens. Well, GP talked about that, and we'll hear what he had to say about can you stop the George Pickens slant. A lot to get to. Don't go anywhere. He is Degenerate Jake. That's Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. This is Fan After Dark. Parlays, and of course, this segment is brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. D&M is the largest and highest-rated truck, SUV, and car leasing company in the nation. A proud partner of the Fan, check them out at dmautoleasing.com. That's dmautoleasing.com. All right, plenty of good audio to get to. We had a chance to hear from some of the Dallas Cowboys over the course of the week, and of course, they had a couple practices. They are in Detroit now, but we were able to get some audio. We had Dak spoke, CD, a little Clayton Adams, who we don't get to hear from as often, so it was nice to hear from the offensive coordinator, who's obviously had a huge impact on this Dallas Cowboy turnaround. And of course, we've all feel good about this Dallas Cowboy offense. They've been pretty good for most of the 2025 NFL season. But let's start with Dak Prescott, who's asked, what is it like facing a Dan Campbell-led Lions team?
Yeah, it's fun. It's what you play the game for. Real competitors, as you said, they take the spirit of their head coach. You can tell that they play with it. Haven't played them, what, twice, right, 2 years ago. We got the better end. They got the best end of us last year. Not a pretty game, so I'm definitely looking forward to just getting back out there, going to Detroit, just having the group that we have and having to communicate in such a tough environment, but understanding we got to play physical, and we're going to be a four-quarter fight.
This is what you know about the Detroit Lions. I mean, they have been a tough out. I want to say outside of the first game against Green Bay, they have been a tough out. Now, they didn't look great against the Buffalo Bills. Philadelphia. They didn't look great against Philadelphia a few weeks ago. And, of course, as you already alluded to, Blake, and just
what did I allude to?
From reading the, injury report, from talking to Mark Ryan last night. This is a beat up and wounded Detroit Lion team to the point now where, and one of the things, and you followed up with it today, Mark told us last night, you asked him about different players that were going to be out and who was he most concerned about. He talked about the tight end group. You tell us today that even their third string tight end,
correct,
who is a, and the tight end position is a favorite of Jared Goff, and we've talked about it where if you can knock him off his spot, I'm talking about Jared Goff. Now, look, any quarterback you get to, they're going to be a little rough, but it just seems like with Jared Goff, he starts getting them happy feet, and they're in trouble. But they're down to what? Their fourth string tight end.
So I don't know what kind of sets they're going to have.
I mean,
you're down two of your top three receivers, all three top tight ends, and your O-line's banged up.
Yeah.
And you've lost.
I mean, we're almost at the point now where there's really no excuse for you not to win tomorrow.
I would agree.
If you're the Dallas Cowboys. All right, CeeDee Lamb. 2 weeks ago, everybody was ready to ship him out and see what you could get for him. Last week, he has a CeeDee Lamb-type performance, and now everybody's back in his good graces. However, this team has been okay. I mean, okay, yeah, you beat the Jets on the road, but, I mean, look, I'm sure the Allen Eagles could probably beat the Jets on the road if we're being honest about it.
That was a good one.
You like that? All my high school fans out there. CD, do you guys have a signature road win, or do you need one?
missing, I wouldn't say that, but I do say we do need it. Like, it's not really something that I feel like, because we haven't got it in the past, that we need it now. Nah, I just feel like because of the situation we're in, we need it now, type. And as for us, we got to rely on one another, man. I feel like it's the same thing as playing away. I mean, playing home. Granted, we ain't got the crowd with us, like the whole stadium with us, essentially. But we have a nice our fans. I like to say our fans show up well. So we're gonna be hearing a couple cheers in there. But as far as being in enemy territory, I know that we got to rely on one another in our training and everything that we do leading up to this game, and that'll get us where we need to go.
This game is everything the Cowboys need.
Oh, everything.
You got the schedule couldn't have laid out more perfect. You were terrible in the first half before the bye week. Then you play the Raiders. You have the sad, sad passing to Marshawn. Very emotional game. You didn't need a super good opponent bouncing that. You needed a confidence booster.
Layup.
Slump buster, if you will. You needed that right there. And that was the Raiders. What's so funny?
Nothing.
You didn't like my analogy?
I love it.
Well, that's what the Raiders were. Just the same way that teams looked at the Cowboys defense when you're having
no complaints out of me.
When you're having bad quarterback performances, what do we say? That this is your get right game playing the Cowboys defense in the first half.
Yes.
The Cowboys needed one on their side. You get the Raiders. So everyone that's saying it was just the Raiders, I think that's exactly what you needed. You needed a team any worse, any better. You needed them. You got some confidence back. You put up 40 or 30, whatever they put up. Boom. Offense is clicking. GP and CD. That was like the first time we saw both of them. I mean, we kind of saw them in the Cardinals, but
the Commanders game
Commanders,
too.
Like, this is where it was starting to be the coming out party for both of them. Like, this is the best wide receiver duo. Then, boom, you got the Eagles at home. You needed that because the Eagles took care of business in the link week one, needed some home cooking. So now this is two games in a row where you're feeling on top of the world. Thursday, if that game would have been in Arrowhead, maybe it goes a little different. Like, you needed some mojo right there.
Yeah.
And I think this game being in Detroit is exactly what you needed. You don't need to get too comfortable where you got three of your hardest games in a row and they're all at home. I like one of them being on the road. So if this team is going to be something in the playoffs, boom. Let's go see you win in Detroit in December. Let's go win a snow game. Let's go win a game where I know it's not going to be snow.
snowy getting to the arena.
Snowy adjacent.
But you know what? And I'll piggyback off what you just said.
Glad it's not at home.
This is a real road game, too. Yeah. Okay, this isn't the Las Vegas game where half the stadium was Cowboy fans, all right? This isn't SoFi where half the stadium will be Dallas fans. Really, I mean, and SCD alluded to, yes, Cowboy fans, as we all know. But hey, one thing that we took away from that Thanksgiving game on Thursday, that was a 50-50 split.
That was, and Fred is not just gassing it because it's his Chiefs.
Look,
everyone in the press box is like, wow.
When you heard the Chiefs come out and you heard that stadium, I mean, hell, they yelled in the home of the Chiefs, which they do at Arrowhead, and it was loud.
Yeah.
Kind of like when they say home, you know, the Stars, and they do their thing. When they said Chiefs, you could hear it reverberate through the stadium. So it was,
I would say when the Chiefs came out and you had the roar from the crowd, the only three roars that were louder was when Pickens, CD, and Dak's name were announced on the board.
Outside of that, I mean, if you didn't know any, if you were Stevie Wonder, you'd have thought this might be a neutral site game.
Yeah.
All right. So, no, this will be a legit road test. Yes, there will be Cowboy fans at this game.
How well do we think Cowboys travel compared to other historic franchises?
I mean, I think they travel. I mean, well, first of all, you're a national brand, right? Yeah. So you got Cowboy fans all over the country, right? So exactly.
Well,
you got people that are already there. That said, Detroit shows up. All right, like Detroit fans are going to show up for this game. All right, I would imagine, I could see it being like a 75-25 split because this is a huge game for Detroit. This is despite how depleted and beat up your football team is, you need to win this game. I mean, this is a must win for both teams tomorrow.
This is it.
Right?
Both teams dropped to like under 20% with a loss.
Right.
As far as
Cowboys can't afford to lose because you've already lost too many winnable games.
You lose this one, you're done for. Pretty much. Unless
then you just need all kinds of.
You would need the Eagles to legitimately, literally not win another game.
They'd have to lose every game, and that's just not going to happen. All right. Shoddy, how do you prepare? Hold on. We got somebody going. We got some things going on here in the pimp cup.
I'm like,
so
you're trying to pull for a clip.
That's it.
A little preoccupied.
Here we go.
This would be a good time to talk about the Thanksgiving ratings. The Cowboys and Chiefs set a record for most watched regular season game in NFL history with...
Now, we thought they would, but man.
57.2 million, blowing out that $43 million marker out the water. You had Patty Mahomes coming back home, first time at AT&T, so that's a draw. Chiefs, Cowboys, two good games, playoff-like atmosphere.
Yeah.
The thought of maybe seeing Taylor Swift and then knowing you were going to see Post Malone. I mean, it was... The schedule
even
kicked.
Though it was an awful halftime show.
I thought it was pretty good.
Whatever, dude. No, you didn't. All right. Shoddy. We ready? All right. Shoddy, how do you prep for a handsy Lions defense?
Yeah, I mean, I really respect them. I respect, you know, what Coach Shepard and his staff do and the way they play. Like, they don't care. I mean, they just get up there and they play press man to man, and they don't look at the jersey numbers and say, oh, that's 88 CeeDee Lamb or that's George Pickens. They don't care. Justin Jefferson, doesn't matter. They're aggressive with their hands. They play a physical style that I love. And we're going to be challenged. And I think our guys are excited about that challenge and they're looking forward to it. But, you know, the whole team plays a certain way, and that's that physical, you know, intense, you know, through the whistle mentality, and that starts with Dan.
By the way, are the Mavericks trying to win three in a row? They're now up 9 over the Miami Heat, 62-53. Let's see here.
Nemhard.
I should have taken his over again. but him and Cooper Flagg are both in double figures already. Nemhard has 13. Max, Cooper's got 10.
Max Christie hit another 3 as well.
So was he at 3?
2.
He's at 2. Okay. Wait, I mean, you said that like...
Clay is...
Max Christie's 1-for-2, dude.
No, he's not. Max Christie... Oh, he is.
Hey, you know what? You're getting a little too carried away.
Just field goals. I was looking at his field goals, bro. Calm down.
Look, it's no worse than Andrew Wiggins, who has 2 points. And I really need him to pick up the pace. Okay. All right. We'll talk about our parlays here in a little bit. All right. Shoddy, we just heard from him about that handsy Lions defense. Quinnen Williams.
Wait. Before we play this next clip.
Yeah.
Do you think the Lions defensive backs, Jacob, you can jump on this too, can defend George Pickens CD in any kind of criteria? There already weren't a great defensive back room, and now you lost your starting corner in safety. Like, even if you were full health, I would say Pickens and CD were going to do the thing. Now
I'm going to put it to you like this. The Chiefs, back in a month, 6 weeks ago, whatever it was, when it was pretty much the exact same situation as far as who was all hurt, although I think Brian Branch was there, at least for that game. But Mahomes and company did whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's without Pickens, and I want to say that was without Rashee Rice, too. So,
take the over.
No reason why Pickens, CD, Ferguson, hell, I might even take a Flournoy prop while I'm at it too, because it could be that rich tomorrow. Outside of, I mean, really, the only thing you're worried about tomorrow, I mean, I shouldn't say the only thing you're worried about. I mean, look, Anzalone's good. Is if Adrian Hutchinson goes off.
Well, if Adrian Hutchinson goes off, then that'd be a new player on the team, so that'd be really scary.
What am I thinking of?
Just Aiden.
Why did I say Adrian? Adrian, whatever. You get my point. So if Aiden Hutchinson goes off and goes all Myles Garrett on you tomorrow night,
dude,
about it. Really.
You got the best pass blocker in the backfield. Javonte.
You got Javonte to pick up blocks all day long to chip. You're going to have Span Ford in there doing his thing. He's got the cowboy
Scooney.
Hour.
Just go in there.
Scooney.
Don't even go out for a route. Just
We'll throw him the obligatory wheel route, see if he can pick that up. He's good for at least one of those every game. All right, Quinnen Williams, outside of you, what has been the key to this defensive turnaround?
I think everybody just execute, man, to the best of their ability. I wasn't here before. I don't really know what was going on before I got here. But since I've been here, man, everybody just been firing on all cylinders when it come down to doing their job the best of their ability and feeding off each other, learning from each other, pushing each other, holding each other accountable. And it's been unbelievable to be a part of. And all I say, man, nobody can, like I say, man, change one thing. One person can't change things, man. One person can't affect the game and for win losses. It's a team effort. It's a unit effort, especially on defense. We all lose together. We all win together. So it's just been unbelievable to work with those guys in the defensive room and to get better every single day. So,
I mean, it's very humble of him not to say, hey, look, it's more than just one person. But and I appreciate that about one Mr. Quinnen Williams, but let's call it what it is. Number 92 has changed the entire face of this defense.
It's crazy. You throw in Quinnen, and we say it every show, because we haven't had a legitimate all-pro guy who's affecting every game. We've had Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland who do their thing and get picks, and when they're having their all-pro seasons. And I'm pretty sure we had an all-pro linebacker, right? Was Sean Lee, I don't know if he made it. He made it maybe the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've had an all-pro guy that you can just, DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah, but other than
this level? No.
Yeah. I mean, Micah, yes, and he was a game wrecker, but it was more of just a flash. Like, yes, you would think some games, because we have Micah, we have a better chance of winning. It's the same way you just said about Detroit. They got an Aiden Hutchinson, he can wreck a game. But it's just something different when it's brute force, and it's something that you can't really scheme, and it's just like, at the end of the day, I'm stronger than you.
You can't check Quinnen Williams, okay? Yeah. Like, you can, I mean, and you saw it last year, and I know exactly where you're going with this. And again, this is not a slight on Micah Parsons.
It gives me just a better feeling going into it.
It's a lot, and that's why the Chris Joneses of the world, that's why the Aaron Donalds of the world, that's why, you know, the Vita Veas of the world. Like, there's just something about when you have a game-wrecking nose tackle or defensive tackle that can, I mean, they can literally, because they can affect so much more,
yeah.
Right? Like, they can affect, I don't know that necessarily Micah Parsons made everybody on the D-line better.
I agreed. I think even the biggest Micah Parsons lover would say that. Yes, did he sometimes free up a guy to go one-on-one instead of two-on-one?
Sure.
Of course.
But they still had to do it, whereas, like, you know, when you've got – when I have to send a center and a guard
– and have the running back kind of
– and have a running back potentially chip on you as well, now all of a sudden it's like, okay, somebody's getting loose, mm-hmm. right? Whereas if it's just the edge, I can send an extra tight end. Yeah. I can send a
I can go
back.
The other way.
I can go the other way. We saw it last year with the Saints when they basically said, you know what, we're just going to run the opposite direction. Guess what? If Quinnen Williams penetrates, you're stuck.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, there's nothing
run play,
you can do
pass
about
play.
That. It does not matter. And from a, like I said, from a pass play, because then the other aspect of it is, too, okay, he comes up the middle. I'm forcing it into a.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Defensive end or something along those lines, or a blitzing linebacker or something like that. All right, Clayton Adams, who we don't get to hear talk very often. This is what's so funny there, Degenerate Jake? Clayton Adams, how has Dak kept both wide receivers happy?
I think the easy answer to that is, I mean, you got to throw the ball to the guy that's open. But it's not always the exact answer. I think that sometimes you're designing pass concept for the coverage that you're anticipating and the leverage that you think that that guy can break, and they give you a different coverage. So I do think ultimately the best thing to do with all those situations is, like, this is where we're going with the ball versus this coverage. This is where we're going with the ball versus this coverage. And then, you know, if you're getting whatever, zero or different normal leverage man coverage, then it's who wins.
Couldn't have said it better myself. George Pickens, some people are saying that the slant is the only thing you can do. Hey, look, if that is it, then God bless you. You're doing it at a high, high level. Can anybody stop it, GP?
Nah, it's kind of inevitable. It's going to happen regardless. Yeah, that's why I really can't really describe it. It's going to kind of happen regardless. Because I done beat it against two man. I done beat it against man, three, four. Right. So it's a window thing.
I agree. Because once you – I hope – they start over playing for the slant. And now you can use reverse psychology. Now that this info is out, this actually helps George. Because now DBs are like,
they'll cheat inside.
Is he trying to just like ego me and he's just going to think he can run the slant on me? And now he does a sluggo or vice versa. Like, oh, it's out there. There's no way he'd run a slant on me, right? Everyone knows that that's the talk of the town. Mm-hmm. And boom, one step inside.
The Chiefs wide receiver, former Chiefs wide receiver, Garrett Dieter or whatever, he had a cup of coffee with the Chiefs. I think his more claim to fame was he was just friends with Pat Mahomes. Had some ignoramus tweet leading up to the game last week that's all George Pickens does. And, of course, that kind of went viral for a minute. So, clearly somebody that hasn't watched the games this year, I mean, yes, has slants been one of his bread and butter? Absolutely. But to suggest, and this is coming from a guy that's a wide receiver.
Super bad take.
It was an awful take. I mean, if you watch George Pickens, there's really nothing he can't do.
And also, he is the number one rated deep ball catcher now 2 years in a row.
Now, here's the thing. Does he run the cleanest, crispest routes in the NFL? No. But when you're a freak of nature the way he is and can get open, and plus, not to mention, even if he's not open, he's open.
Long strides. Even when he's running in space, it looks like he's kind of like jogging because he takes super long strides.
Well, that and of course, we could ask our boy Brian Broaddus, who loves to talk about how he high points the ball better than anybody in the National Football League as well. So, I mean, it's kind of just lazy to suggest that he only does slants. I mean, obviously, again, that's one thing, that's one way that he kills you. But look, it's a good problem to have if you're the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, so that is the latest and greatest with your Dallas Cowboys. Look, we're going to give our prediction later on in the program because, like I said, Blake and I will not be on tomorrow. We'll lay out what tomorrow looks like from a broadcast schedule point of view. But when we come back, how about those Dallas Mavericks? Could Ryan Nemhard do it again? What are they looking like? They are in – actually, no, the game is at the AAC, but you got the Miami Heat coming to town, and you might be surprised what the score is at halftime. Lots to get you. Don't go anywhere. Matt After Dark comes up next. Appreciate that, Mr. Degenerate Jake. Looks like we have not tipped off the second half just yet, but your Dallas Mavericks are up 10 over the Miami Heat, 64-54. And I know it pains a lot of people to... I mean, look, this team is better with Anthony Davis. I mean, I don't think I'm making any kind of broad or, you know, really crazy proclamation by saying that. But, you know, now granted, Miami is without Norman Powell right now, and Andrew Wiggins has been an absolute dumpster fire in the first half. But outside of that, you're feeling pretty good about things if you are a Dallas Maverick fan. Cooper Flagg has 10, Ryan Nemhard has 13, and Klay Thompson turning back the clock, trying to get that trade value up. He's got 11 points in 13 minutes, 3 of 6 from downtown.
Ever since Klay got DMP'd, scored 0, and then had his thing with Meg, he's kind of been hooping.
Ever since he touched the earth, ever since he went into the ocean, he's been a different player.
No, so, even a little bit before that.
Well, a couple games before that, but it was kind of all, you know, he had that situation where, like you said, he went and picked her up from the airport.
Yeah,
recorded
since then.
Didn't play Friday.
Then,
it was kind of all, he had a good game coming back from that. Then he had a kind of a clunker, and then didn't know if he was going to play against the Lakers. And it just feels like ever since then, he's been a different player. So shout out to our boy Klay Thompson. You know what? You know when we've seen a different Klay Thompson? Ever since him and Ja Morant got into it.
I was just going to say, Ja Morant in Memphis.
Ever since
the
Ja
game
Morant.
Before that, 5 points.
Yes.
Then the Ja Morant game, 22, Miami 13, Lakers 10, Clippers 23, Denver 15, and he's got 11 in the first half.
Yeah, no. Ja Morant disrespecting Klay Thompson has been kind of the difference maker, because I think that's what Klay needed. Klay needed to be reminded, like, you know what? I know Ja Morant is not going to try to disparage and or call Klay Thompson a bum when you consider what he's done in his career.
What do you think about what Jagan and Terrell just said?
I haven't seen it. Hold on. Let's take a look, shall we? All right, Jagan, slow your roll, but slow your roll. I mean, look, I get it.
You want to deliver the sad Stars news? You want me to do it?
You go ahead and do it.
Tyler Seguin?
I'd heard something about it. I mean,
he's
Dunzo. For the season?
ACL.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's rough.
The Stars just said he'll be out long term.
Long term.
which I think we can all agree probably means the season.
End of the year. Yeah, I mean, ACL. That makes,
when they just say long-term, makes it almost like it's more than just the season.
He never play hockey again.
But he's a little bit of an older gentleman.
How do you tear your ACL on ice?
I'm sure there's ways.
Well, I mean, I would think, and again,
I feel like ice has too much give.
Well, but you got to remember, though, how much give are in those skates?
Well, that'd be more ankle, wouldn't it?
Well, but that skate goes one way, your leg goes another.
Yeah, just maybe a hit on the leg or something too.
That's
yeah,
it. I didn't think of that. You know, not a lot of give. Again,
I think those sticks hurt too. When you high stick somebody hit someone even low, that hurts.
Yeah, but yeah, you'd have to really whack somebody though to tear
ACL.
Okay,
yeah, to tear ACL. Yeah, I'm just saying to hurt. I'm just saying it would hurt.
Well, yeah. Let's see.
Can we all go ice skating and play hockey? Everybody at the station plays. Who would be the best? I'm guessing Reitma because he's from Detroit.
Oh, Reitma for sure.
Would she follow?
He's old.
I don't know. I mean, this guy's over here popping hammies, just running up hills. I don't know if.
Yeah.
I mean, do they make Hokas in skates? 877-881-1053.
Other than Reitma, I think we'd all have a fighting chance. Maybe we'll let him be like the coach, so he's not playing.
Do we think Jake's like that? Athletic though,
we've had this conversation.
We have questioned Jake Reitman's athleticism. Jake, if you're listening, I'm not questioning your athleticism.
We've had this conversation legitimately just like this before up.
I am not going to disparage Jake Reitman's athletic prowess. All right, I mean my man did play Division II college football,
That's true.
I am going to put some respect on my homeboy's name like that. And like I said, he's from Michigan, so Lord knows he did play hockey at some point.
What were you going
to
say?
Just being the safety he used to be, like, he seems like, I don't know, he doesn't seem like the player. He seems like more of the wrecking ball, you know? Like, he's going to lace.
No finesse? Just say no finesse?
Yeah, yeah.
Are we thinking he's more of like a Donovan Wilson type?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
Can we get out on the ice and make this happen? They've got skating rinks here. But that's probably such an expensive, like.
I do not want Jake Reitman coming after my ACLs.
No, Jake Reitman's going to be the coach.
Okay.
He's probably better at ice hockey than all of us.
Will he hold my hand while I'm trying to ice skate?
Oh, you don't know how to ice skate?
No.
I would think it's just like, I mean, you know how to roller skate, right?
Oh, I'm a freak on the skate.
It's the same thing.
I mean, I would think it's very similar.
There's no real, like, stopping for the most part unless you're, like, really good. You kind of have to just keep going.
Just go until you run into something.
you're kind of just going the whole time more so with skates. With rollerblades, I feel like you can kind of just stop and put your foot down.
From Jagon and Terrell, end of a career for Sagan. He's done.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jagon with the unfortunate news.
Jagon, our
unofficial Stars insider, Jagon and Terrell, Tyler Sagan done, maybe for a career.
That's tough, man. They're dealing with Liam Bischel's already out for 4 to 6 weeks. It's not what you want to hear if you're Stars fans.
From the 940, he got his blade stuck in the boards.
Now,
so there you go.
Is that facts? Because how do you tear an ACL getting your blade stuck in the boards?
Well, think about it. I mean, if you. Again, you've got your there's not a lot of give.
Oh, and then it rips back.
Yeah, I mean it's stuck, and so you're trying to turn, and boom, it just wonky. And so somebody else said slipping is a common way to tear an ACL.
The Stars played the New Jersey Devils today. What was the score, Fred?
They already played?
Yep.
I'm gonna go Stars 4-3.
Okay, Jacob.
Stars 5-2.
Okay, I'm gonna give y'all both a hint. The Devils did not score.
Oh,
hey now.
Okay.
You want to try again?
2-0.
Both of you are wrong. You want to try again?
3-0.
1-0.
What'd you say?
3-0.
Let's go.
The scores for your Dallas Stars were?
This was today? They already played? What time did they play?
Yes, Fred. They played already. I'm guessing like at 5. Some of their games are early.
It was at 6.
6?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not like the NBA where every game is
almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
From the 907, Fred, skating on ice, not the same as roller skating.
Okay, definitely well, a little bit harder on ice.
I mean, I would think the principle is still the same.
The principle is the same, but balance and stuff. The 3 goal scorers were whom?
I'm going to go with Mikko.
Oh, that's an obvious pick.
Jason Robertson.
I was about to say.
One more.
Johnston.
Ooh, we missed.
Let's go with...
Maverick. It's a defenseman.
Maverick Bork.
Incorrect.
Mm.
Miro.
Okay. Heiskanen.
There you go. Who was in goal?
30 for 30 like it's ESPN. Jason Oettinger with the saves.
Did you say Jason?
I say Jake, my bad. Getting Robertson. Jason Robertson. I was
close enough.
I was thinking of the 30 for 30 joke. I just didn't care about his first name.
There you go. There you go. Close enough. All right. We have tipped off in the second half.
Everyone's saying to watch the video. I don't know if I do.
No, I mean, I don't think it's that gross. All right. Here we go. Andrew Wiggins got a bucket.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Anthony Davis stuck at 7 points, so I need him to score 16 more before the game's over with. But your Dallas Mavericks with a 13-point lead over the Miami Heat right now, 69-56. Max Christie is now in double figures. He's got 2 threes.
Hey!
So he needs two more if he's going to hit, or if Blake is going to hit. So we now have 4 Dallas Mavericks in double figures. Meanwhile, there's only one Miami Heat in double figures, and that's Tyler Hero. He's got 20. Everybody else is sitting there in the single digits, including KU alum Andrew Wiggins. All right, 1 hour in the books, ladies and germs. Let's talk a little National Football League. We've got some moves being made in the NFL. Lots to get to as well as the playoff race is shaping up. We'll talk about some games. They're going to shape the playoff race as we get down to the end of the regular season. We've also got picks to look back on this past week. What started off as a great week for Mr. Blake Elliott and I. Now, we only had 3 games that we disagreed on, so we'll touch on those in the 9:20. And then, of course, we will do haikus at 9:40.
Skate did not get stuck in the ice. He just fell on his back.
There you go. Topics are as follows: the parlays and Cowboys and Detroit. When we come back, we'll take a trip around the National Football League. That's Blake. That's Jake. I'm Fred. This is Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.